This is HPR episode 2804 entitled Orc Part 13, Fix with Field Processing, and is part of the series Learning Orc. It is hosted by BeEasy and is about 6 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode, I discuss how to deal with fix with field text files using Orc.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is BeEasy once again, coming at you with another episode for the Orc series. This time focusing on fixed field widths, or how would you say it? Fixed width fields in text processing. So what is a fixed width field? It is a field where you, instead of using a delimiter such as a comma or a pipe or a colon to delimit the different fields in a line or a record, what you do instead is you say, you ahead of time declare how wide a field is allowed to be, and then fill in any space between that and the next field beginning with white space, or just in this case, spaces. The advantage of this is that it is easily human readable, because it looks just like a table that as an output in a text file. This is becoming out of fashion nowadays as we try to make more data formats machine readable. But if you work in healthcare like I do, or some other industries where there's still a lot of legacy, a lot of times hardware that has that, if you ask for a file output from that hardware, it might give you a fixed width formatted data structure. So how do we process that in Orc? Well, actually, it's really simple, and this is going to be a really short episode because of that. In the begin statement of an Orc phrase, and we've discussed this in the earlier episodes if you don't remember, but there you can use a begin statement before you go into the middle part, and then you can do an end at the end. In the begin statement, just use the phrase field widths, all in capital letters. So FIELDWIDTHS, all one word, capital. Field widths equals, and inside of double quotes, and space delimited, the width of every field. So I have an example here where I have 3 fields per record, and the field widths are 20, 10, and 12. So it'll say field widths equals, and inside of double quotes, 20, 10, and 12, separated by spaces. And then after that, you just process the file just like you would any other awk file where you have any other type of delimited that you've specified at the beginning. Now, that makes it really easy. But one thing that happens because awk is such a simple file format is that when you say that, for instance, the first column is going to have 20 characters, it's going to delegate 20 characters for that field for every single record. And any character that is not a non-white space character is going to be filled in with space. So if you try to use it in an expression or you try to do any analysis on it, you're going to have a whole bunch of spaces at the end. Now, when you're dealing with a lot of data types where you're just looking at numbers, that's okay because inside of that file format, they'll already keep a number of digits to hold that white space and to fill up the entire the width of the column. But sometimes when you're dealing with textual data, especially, and if you don't do you don't have an int formatter, you have to do a little bit of pre-processing before you can use it in the downstream processes. What do I mean by pre-processing? I just really mean stripping the white space at the end. So my example, I have a begin statement, then I say nr with my field widths phrase in it, and then in the body I say nr is greater than 1, which means don't include the header. I define a name for column 1, state for column 2, phone for column 3, and then I use the sub command, which I went over in my string function string manipulation episode a while back. I use the sub function to substitute out space, any amount of multiples, zero more spaces that are before the end of the line, and I replace it with nothing, with just empty string. And so what it looks like is a sub and then the regular expression inside of forward slashes, comma, and then empty string, like double quote, comma, and then the first name, which is the first variable name. And then I do the same thing with state and the same thing with phone. And then I do a printf statement that says blank lives in blank, period. The phone number is blank, period, end line character. And then I fill in those blanks. And that, instead of, when I'm saying blank, I really mean percent %s. That is the placeholder in a printf statement. And then I'm filling those placeholders in with name, state, and phone number. So when you read it out for the first line example, you would see John Smith lives in Washington, period. Phone number is 418-311-4111. And that's pretty much it. That's how you manipulate a fixed width record to use with awk. And that's it. So with no further ado, I bid you farewell and keep hacking.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.